Her footsteps rapped loudly against Bleecker Street's bustling sidewalk, her swirling black coat creating an illusion of sophistication that usually amused her. But not right now. Josephine Maxwell kept her head down and her stride firm, only the white-knuckled grip on the handle of her art portfolio betraying her inner apprehension. Her eyes scanned the street. Fear prickled her skin and crawled up her spine. Fear was weakness. She'd learned that before she'd hit double digits. Stealing a short, hard breath, she figured she should be used to it by now. The usual Friday night cocktail of locals and tourists milled about in every direction, all intent on devouring the vibrant Greenwich Village scene. Trees lined the avenues, the base of their trunks dressed up in fancy metal grills. The smell of freshly baked bread wafted warm and fragrant on the chill fall breeze. Lights began to glow as the sun started to fade behind Jersey. And still, fear stalked her. Nothing stood out from any other day except the subtle sensation of being hunted. Danger flickered through her and her heart gave a stutter. She ignored it, pressed down the tendrils of panic, and kept on walking. Nearly home. Nearly safe. On the patio of a little Italian restaurant, a swarthy dark-haired man in an expensive business suit stared at her with hunger in his eyes. Never breaking eye contact, he tipped back a bottle of beer and took a long swallow. The action brought a childhood memory sharply into focus, and a fine shudder ran through her bones. Uber confident, the guy raised an eyebrow and curled his tongue suggestively around the top of the bottle. Her stomach somersaulted. For one split second, he reminded her of Andrew Delatio, but thankfully that murdering asshole was dead. She didn't flip the guy off. The old Josie would've, but nowadays the concrete backbone she'd constructed over the years had started to disintegrate, leaving her less sure of herself, less bold. She looked away. What the hell was wrong with men anyway? The memory of one tall, good-looking federal agent flashed through her mind, but she shut it down, determined to forget the biggest mistake of her life. She didn't have time for self-pity or regrets. Life was a struggle for survival, so why waste energy with delusions or fantasies of what might have been? She kept walking. The odor of wet tarmac, exhaust fumes, and damp fallen leaves mingled with hot, spicy foods from nearby restaurants. Her stomach rumbled, reminding her she'd skipped lunch. But the need to get home, to escape this irrational fear, overrode even basic hunger. Her footsteps quickened and the urge to bolt hit her with every instinct she possessed. She walked faster. Turning the corner to her Grove Street apartment, she watched a piece of litter keeping pace with her boots before being swept ahead on a stronger gust of wind. Fighting the breeze, she shifted her unwieldy portfolio to her other hand. It was heavy, but at least the contents had gotten her another commission. Dusk was starting to take hold. Sinister shadows hovered between parked cars. Dying leaves rustled as they fell from spindly branches. Finally, she was home. A siren went off in the distance as she groped in her coat pocket for the key to the main door of the apartment building. She slid a furtive glance around, saw nothing to justify this uneasy sensation of being watched. When am I going to stop looking over my shoulder? Biting back a curse, she shoved her key into the lock and pushed open the heavy black door, wrestling the massive case through the narrow gap. The lights were off. A drop of perspiration rolled down her temple. Her hands shook as she turned on the lights, and she breathed out a massive sigh of relief when illumination flooded the stairwell. Stepping across the threshold, she closed the door and bent to open her mailbox on the bottom row. A brush of sound was all the warning she had before someone grabbed her around the neck. She dropped her portfolio. Mail scattered as her attacker swung her off her feet and whirled her around. Adrenaline surged through her bloodstream, sending her pulse skyrocketing. Her fingers dug into cloth and flesh, and she somehow managed to gather enough purchase to stop her weight from snapping her own neck. Her legs smashed into the balustrade, shooting pain through her limbs. Crying out, she gulped a breath as he dumped her to the floor. Her vision blurred. She lay there in shock. Then survival instinct kicked in. She rolled, scrambling away from the whistle of steel that grazed her ear as the knife hit the mosaic tiles with a sharp crack. On hands and knees, she snatched up her portfolio, twisted, falling onto her back, using it as a shield from that sharp hunter's blade.